I felt an angel, anonymous. I felt an angel near today, the one I could not see. I felt an angel oh so close, sent to comfort me. I felt an angel's kiss, soft upon my cheek, and oh, without a single word of caring did it speak. I felt an angel's loving touch, soft upon my heart, and with that touch I felt the pain and hurt within depart. I felt an angel's tepid tears fall softly next to mine, and knew that as those tears did dry, a new day would be mine. I felt an angel's silken wings enfold me with pure love, and felt a strength within me grow, a strength sent from above. I felt an angel oh so close, though one I could not see. I felt an angel near today, sent to comfort me.
The Angel by William Blake. I dreamt a dream, what can it mean? And that I was a maiden queen, guarded by an angel mild, witless woe was ne'er beguiled. And I wept both night and day, and he wiped my tears away. And I wept both day and night, and hid from him my heart's delight. So he took his wings and fled. Then the morn blushed rosy red. I dried my tears and armed my fears with 10,000 shields and spears. Soon my angel came again. I was armed, he came in vain. For the time of youth was fled, and grey hairs were on my head.
The Angel's Visit by Charlotte L. Forten Grimke. 'Twas on a glorious summer eve, a lovely eve in June. Serenely, from her home above, looked down the gentle moon, and lovingly she smiled on me, and softly soothed the pain, the aching, heavy pain that lay upon my heart and brain. And gently, mid the murmuring leaves, scarce by its light wings stirred, like spirit voices soft and clear, the night wind's song was heard. In strains of music sweet and low, it sang to me of peace. It bade my weary, troubled soul her sad complainings cease. For bitter thoughts had filled my breast, and sad and sick at heart, I longed to lay me down and rest from all the world apart. Outcast, oppressed on earth, I cried, O Father, take me home. O take me to that peaceful land beyond the moonlit dome. On such a night as this, methought, angelic forms are near. In beauty unrevealed to us, they hover in the air. O Mother, loved and lost, I cried, methinks thou art near me now. Methinks I feel thy cooling touch upon my burning brow. O guide and soothe thy sorrowing child, and if 'tis not his will that thou shouldst take me home with thee, protect and bless me still. For dark and drear had been my life without thy tender smile, without a mother's loving care, each sorrow to beguile. I ceased, then o'er my senses stole a soothing, dreamy spell, and gently to my ear were borne the tones I loved so well. A sudden flood of rosy light filled all the dusky wood, and clad in shining robes of white, my angel mother stood. She gently drew me to her side, she pressed her lips to mine, and softly said, Grieve not, my child, a mother's love is thine. I know the cruel wrongs that crush the young and ardent heart, but falter not, keep bravely on, and nobly bear thy part. For thee a brighter day's in store, and every earnest soul that presses on with purpose high shall gain the wished-for goal, and thou, beloved,